Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation with General John Handy, Commander, United States Transportation Command. Joining us in our conversation is Chuck Proe.
General Handy, what are some of the lessons learned so far with Transcom's role on the integrated supply chain and streamlining distribution?
Once again, both of you are asking some significantly good questions. And Chuck, I'd tell you that the first thing that comes to all our minds is the difficult nature of change management. You know, when you're given these kinds of responsibilities and you really want to make an impact, positive impact on the processes, procedures, and the people you support, creating change in a large organization is perhaps the greatest lesson we've all learned. Now, I'm not implying that it's impossible because we've done some rather dramatic things as a team. But rallying that team and getting all the forces to bear in a large public organization as we represent is perhaps the greatest lesson learned. And we've all gained by that, understanding that just turning around this great machine and getting all pointed in the right direction, and we're not done yet. And so that change management aspect is the toughest lesson, no doubt about it.
General, as you're aware, commercial enterprises have been working very hard at streamlining their own supply chains for the last several decades. Were you able to glean any lessons learned from your commercial counterparts?
What we've done, and people way before me in my similar positions have benchmarked our commercial partners, like industry as well as dissimilar industry, to look at processes and procedures. We've been just like that. Perhaps more aggressive, building partnerships with our key commercial entities out there. I could tick them off. That's not important. But we have benchmarked them. We've been out and visited extensively at their operation centers, at their headquarters, and where their rubber meets the ramp. They've come to us, and I've invited people in and have suggested that they come, sit down, and literally, in a military term, red team our processes and procedures. And we have not just done that once. We've done it repeatedly, both within similar industry and outside. And I just emphasize that that process of benchmarking each other has led to some dramatic improvements in our IT innovation as well as our process innovation within Transcom.
Steve Pearson, Transcom's Chief of Architecture, has indicated that Transcom is becoming the Walmart of the DoD world. In what way specifically is Transcom streamlining distribution and logistics?
I have to kind of smile at that statement, Chuck, I have to tell you. When I think about our commercial partners, and again, it wouldn't refer to anybody, but people quite often ask me, well, gee, General, why don't you develop processes and procedures like Walmart or FedEx or UPS or the Postal Service? You know, you all know. Those are all our benchmarkable, admirable, you know, highly innovative companies. The difference is stores are built in parts of the country where you plan based upon the customer base you'd like to put a store. And you link warehouses and stores and processes and procedures along a plan. The challenge for Transcom and the Department of Defense is we don't pick where our stores get created. Our stores are generated out of earthquakes or hurricanes or famine or a warfighting crisis. And they pop up anywhere in the world. And we do have commercial-like stores with same sort of challenges. My Walmart today is Iraq. The other big difference is when a FedEx truck pulls up to a loading dock, nobody shoots at him. When our trucks pull up to our loading docks in a crisis, we have that combat thought and reality overlaying everything we do. And so there are similarities and there are dissimilarities. And the truth is, what I'm trying to describe is we have become, for our condition, for our environment, very much a world-class organization from a deployment and redeployment perspective. And we're scratching the surface on that distribution management piece. It's a significant scratch. We've got a long way to go, though, but we'll get there. But the differences are rather dramatic.
Very good. Distribution and logistics is playing an increasingly critical role throughout the federal government. What advice would you give to your colleagues in other areas of the federal government as they embark upon their improvement initiatives?
Well, I think the advice, and I say this in all humility because we're hardly the organization, I believe, to be giving advice to anybody in this endeavor. We're learning from everybody else. But it is the value of teamwork. Everything I have described this morning has everything in the world to do with teamwork. It is teamwork that's gotten us where we are. Teamwork internally and teamwork with the same sort of folks that you're talking about. Someone out there who's in a business that's highly effective, we have wanted to team with them, partner with them, get their ideas, borrow anything that they can give us. And so it's the value of wide open communication built upon solid teamwork, and you can move the ball way down the field. And I think that's the biggest message I'd have.
In describing your professional career to us in your first segment, it's clear you've dedicated your entire professional life to being a public servant. What advice would you give to someone perhaps starting their career who's interested in public service?
I would tell people that if you have the idea that public service is something that you want to entertain for a career or even for a job that may not be a career, there is nothing more rewarding than the idea of service. When I was first in the Air Force, I recall taking leave and going home for a Christmas, and my grandmother was there at Christmas. And when I came in my Air Force uniform, she said, "Well, John, I see you're still in the service." And I said, "No, grandmother, I'm in the United States Air Force," with a lot of pride and bravado. I have come to learn how wise my grandmother was. Because the reality is, it's not the component, the Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Coast Guard that we're in. We really are in the service of our country, of the people we serve along with. And there's no more rewarding thought when you look back over either a career or a short period of time when you've been given the blessing to serve others, that you understand that that's very meaningful, that it's important. It's what motivates us. It's what makes you proud every day to put a uniform on and get to work and take on the challenges that we've talked about this morning. It's dramatic. It's intense. It's stressful. But it is the most rewarding experience of anyone's life. And once you've been a part of it, you'll never forget it. I run into people all the time at old soldiers, old sailors, airmen reunions where they're tears in their eyes and they're talking about how wonderful it was that time they served. I got to tell you, if you're a young person out there and you want to feel that same feeling one of these days, then serving your country in some way, in uniform or without, is important, it's significant, and you'll never feel better about yourself than the day you say, "I do."
That's a good ending point. That'll have to be our last question. Chuck and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your obviously very busy schedule, being with us this morning.
Well, thank you both very much, Chuck and Paul, and let me tell you, anyone who's interested, as you gave me the opening for government service, Transcom has a very unique capability to take on any innovations from either people wanting to serve in this kind of an organization or in the commercial industry out there who may have some innovative ideas they'd like to pass our way. Please contact us at United States Transportation Command.
Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with General John Handy, Commander, United States Transportation Command. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research, and you can also get a copy of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.